Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. With me in the studio is Mr. Dean Loftus, the director of the Red Cliff Bible Camp, located out in the mountains of Wyoming. And Dean, we were talking last time about the effect of the camping ministry in the lives of young people. I was just beginning to share a personal testimony how that in my summer between sophomore and junior year of college, the Lord gave me an opportunity, kind of forced me into an opportunity of being a counselor at a Christian camp for 1 week. And I can't remember anything the preacher preached. I have no clue what decisions my juniors made, but God wouldn't let me alone with what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was planning on being a high school history teacher. Felt like, hey, that would be fun. I love history, and I'd love to just be able to share it, and so I don't see anything wrong with that. But all week long, it was like, okay, so have you asked me what I want you to be? And if you've ever argued with the Lord, you don't ever win. And so at the end of the week, my folks picked me up, and we were going to be going on a vacation out east to visit all these places I was going to be teaching about, Concord and Lexington and Gettysburg and Boston and all those locations. And we did that. We visited all those places. But all week long, my parents and I were praying, what does God want me to be and do? The end of the week, there was no question. It wasn't to teach high school history, of course, which is not a problem. There's no problem with teaching high school history, but that wasn't what God wanted me to do. And so at the end of the week, I said, Lord, whatever you want me to be and do, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's probably connected with a local church somewhere. And so at that point, I transferred again. So it'd be my third year of college and my third college. So, but the Lord was gracious and didn't have any problem transferring credits. And at that point, I began to prepare to serve the Lord. But those are the kind of decisions that are exciting that are made at camp, aren't they?
Yes, we find that our ministry as full-time camp staff a lot of times is to the summer staff who come, college students,
right,
and make a life-changing decision themselves for future ministry. And it's great to see that take place as we have opportunity to train them as they're studying the Word to prepare for the weeks of camp and then to make a decision for Christ. And
right.
I would greatly encourage college students, if they have not considered that, to even one summer spend some time in a camping ministry working and being a counselor, being a kitchen worker, just helping at the camp,
right, sure,
and give that opportunity for God to work in their own lives for His glory.
I know that was one thing that was a goal for us, for each one of our sons, and one of them worked one summer at camp. Our youngest one worked two summers at camp. The second one was right after he got married, so he and his wife joined, in fact, the camp staff at Red Cliff.
Yes.
And just an awesome opportunity. But when you think about that, that's something that parents have to really buy into, don't they?
Yes. If parents are out there today and you have a college student that looks like they'll have a summer and they don't need to work, yeah, I would greatly encourage them to encourage their young person, their student, to go and spend some time in the camp ministry. And even as we're talking about that, as you mentioned last time we were together, that kids can be sent to camp, scholarshiped.
Mm-hmm.
And parents can encourage their entire families to attend camps that are available.
In fact, college students often need scholarships. They need financial help to get through the summer, don't they?
They do. The ones that serve at our camp serve as our full-time staff, mission supported, and we have people that give toward a fund that we use to help these college students, give them something for their time,
sure,
while they're at Red Cliff, and that is a great encouragement to them.
And that is so neat because as people help sponsor them, they're basically putting their money into young adults who may in some way wind up serving the Lord full time.
Yes.
If those decisions are made at camp, the supporter really had a direct impact upon the life of that young adult that they helped to sponsor.
Yeah, they had an impact not only on the young adult, but their facilitating financially them being at camp was a ministry opportunity for that young person to interact in others' lives. So it's it's actually a math equation that we can't put any kind of value on, because the benefit far outweighs any of the cost.
You know, just thinking about benefit and results and product, I think Christian camps are a great focus for missions budgets for churches. And so as people are listening to our broadcast, it'd probably be a good idea for them to maybe talk to their missions committee and various folks in their church that are responsible for helping to fund missions projects and say, hey, do we help a camp? Because there's so many life-changing decisions made at camp and so many full-time Christian service decisions made at camp that, boy, it seems to me that a camp would be a fantastic source of missions funding for the average church.
You know, the statistics tell us 85% of folks that come to Christ before the age of 15. And so any church that would consider camp as missions would be focusing on an evangelistic tool that was very impactful and useful to their church.
That is really neat. 85%. Wow. You know, it reminds me of Psalm 145 and verse 4. It says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. And that's exactly what we as adults have the opportunity to do, to praise God's works to the future generation, and to just help them to understand who God is, how much God loves us, and what God has done in our lives, and obviously from that, what God wants to do in their lives as well.
Yes, and just to see that not only the counselor's growth, but to see them basically be an example to young people who then would, you know, want to be like them and follow that same path of Christian life, live for Christ.
In fact, I have watched over the last 22 years that Ruth and I have been going to Red Cliff, young people who started coming to the camp as little children, came with their parents to the family camps, and then eventually began to come to junior camp, and then junior high, and then senior high camp, and then go off to college, and many times come back and work as SALT counselors or regular counselors, and then come back married. And you know, okay, we got another generation coming around, you know, whose children are going to be impacted by this camp. And it's so neat to watch generations at my age to come through and grow in the Lord. In fact, I was looking at the front of my Bible that I have here on the table before me, and I just had a rebound, and so I was just kind of looking through it to see what kind of job was done on it. And I noticed some signatures of children in the front of my Bible. And I remember there was a time when I was at camp, and the kids would come up and say, would you sign my Bible, Pastor Huffman? And I would say, only if you'll sign my Bible. I have some signatures from kids from Red Cliff Bible Camp who today are in full-time Christian service, and they signed my Bible when they were little children. What a joy that is, you know, just to be able to watch them grow up and develop into young men and women who have a heart for God. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, that's our desire, and we want to see them just go on in faith for the glory of God and have that opportunity as they serve as a camp counselor.
Go on in faith. So what you're saying is sometimes camp counselors will have their faith developed maybe even during the summer.
Oh, yes. All of these, especially Bible college students that are desiring to finish at a Bible college, have a financial need.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to come to camp, it's hard for them to be able to make the money they need to make to go back to school.
Right.
And so every summer we have someone on staff is struggling through that, praying, asking God to work, and it's neat to see their faith grow in that, and to also see their faith answers when God supplies for their semester of school.
I know my youngest son did his second year out there in the summertime right after he and his wife got married, and he had finished college in 3 years, but he'd been married just a few weeks and decided, let's spend the summer out here. But yet, he's got 1 year of college left. She's got 1 year of college left. and they know this is going to be a tight year financially. So when he finished the summer and got back to start his senior year, he heard from a certain foundation that had given him a scholarship the first 2 years of college. And he thought, well, now that I'm married, you know, that's not going to continue because obviously they don't support married students. But they said, yes, we are going to continue to give you that same scholarship regardless of whether you're single or married. And that was at the end of serving a summer at Red Cliff.
Right.
And it was so neat to just watch God reward the growth in faith.
Right. And then to see him all summer with his new wife living in the tent and spending time praying and asking God to provide in that way. And then how God increased their faith through that. And we have numerous stories of other staff members who have had that happen in their life financially. And then just to see campers that they look at and say, you know, there's nothing going to happen here this week. But they pray and they ask God to work. And God breaks through.
Amen.
The heart and softens that heart so that decisions can be made for his glory. And we're just encouraged that way to see them grow.
And, of course, the strengthening of the faith is what the Christian life is all about. Whenever our bodies are trying to build muscles, we find that our muscles have to be torn a little bit, and then a time of resting and recuperation. The same thing is true concerning our faith. Sometimes it has to be torn and go through times of stretching before it truly becomes strength. And so may the Lord use the events of your life to even tear your life a little bit so that you can become stronger in him. So whether they be camp counselors or they be folks listening to our broadcast at home or maybe in the car on the way to work or maybe even at work at this point, all of us need to have our faith strengthened. And so many times we have to step out and do something that we're really not sure how it's going to work out, but with the impression of God that this is what he wants us to do, we take that step. And what a joy it is to be able to then have a testimony of the finger of God. And that's exactly what many of these camp stories are all about. Many of the counselors to be able to say, we saw the finger of God provide for us. We saw the finger of God move upon hearts that were cold at the beginning of the week and became warm and tender. So what a wonderful story that is. Well, Mr. Dean, thank you so much for sharing these wonderful stories from a Christian camp. And may our prayers continually be a blessing to Christian camps around our country.